Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has confirmed coalition forces, including Australian troops, have taken back Raqqa City from Islamic State. Ms. Bishop says it's a critical development in the campaign against IS.
This is an important milestone in the fight against ISIS because the retaking of al-Raqqa deprives this terrorist organisation of an operating base in Syria. It takes away revenue that it has been receiving to fund attacks elsewhere, and it destroys the propaganda that ISIS is invincible.
The Foreign Minister says it means travel conditions have been amended.
Australian citizens who travel to al-Raqqa will no longer be subject to the criminal code offences that made it an offence to travel to al-Raqqa without legitimate purpose.
President of Australian Syrian Relief, Khalid Satouf, says he welcomes the government's decision to allow access to Raqqa.
Well, this is a good sign. I would guess that to allow people to go and see their relatives and their loved ones.
Mr. Satouf says it's clear separation takes a dreadful toll on families.
It's very stressful. It's like you're living through a wall. You can't cross, you can't see, you can't even maybe connect with the family, basically.
But anyone who travelled to Raqqa between December 5, 2014, when it was placed on the banned list, and this Tuesday, still faces prosecution. There are arrest warrants out for five people who visited areas in Syria and Iraq in breach of anti-terrorism laws. Meanwhile, Attorney General George Brandis says the northern Iraqi city of Mosul is still on the travel ban list.
Mosul is a declared area. And it remains an offence for an Australian citizen to be present without lawful reason in the area of Mosul. Any Australian who travels to Mosul should know that they will be detected and they will be prosecuted.
Syria and Iraq are still subject to general do not travel warnings.